is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
This is Angela Bauer. Please leave your name and number. I'm going to Puerto Vallarta. But don't worry, if this is about business, I'm only a phone call away, and I will be checking in.
Every 10 minutes.
You ruined my message.
Oh, was that a message? I thought it was your memoirs. Allow me.
We're going to Mexico. Adios, gringos.
Maybe I shouldn't be going.
Angel, what are you kidding me here? I know you 2 years. I mean, 2 years, you've never taken a vacation. All it is with you is work, work, work.
Well, that's why I am the person I am today.
Hey, buenos dias, senor.
Hey, Mona, Mona, Mona. Hey, Mona, where's the rest of your bags?
This is all I'm taking.
For a whole week?
I don't plan on wearing much.
Mexico's gonna like you.
Dad!
Hi, sweetheart. Oh, yeah.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thanks, I can get the door.
Thanks!
¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está el baño?
Come on, Angela, come on, let's go. You might need this. Hey, what if you're on a long trip, huh, to a foreign land? You had a few margaritas and you can't find the El Baño.
Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me where the bathroom is?
No comprendo.
Donde está el... Tony?
Baño, Angela. Baño.
Postcard to Chad McCann.
Oh.
Dear Chad, Mexico is great. Wish you were here. Yours truly, Sam. It's too pushy, isn't it?
Yeah, you're practically proposing.
Well, I have to get it right. I mean, it should be friendly, but not too friendly, and I don't want to say too much.
Well, how's this? Chad? Mexico. Sam.
Read your book.
I mean your advertising report.
I mean your book,
huh?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Angela, I'm so proud of you. You're not working. You're reading a novel. How's it feel?
Oh, wonderful. Terrific. Carefree. Never better.
What's it about?
What?
The book.
Oh! It's, See, there's this guy,
yeah.
And he, well, these weird things, and he does the, there's this big hill. It's very hard to explain, but it's very gripping.
Well, hey, you sold me. Hey, can I borrow when you're done?
Yeah.
Mom, don't move.
Sweetheart, I thought you were making a video about lizards.
I am. Isn't he a beaut? Mom, you scared.
Oh, darn!
Don't worry, I'll find him.
Go ahead, kid. What's this?
My bookmark.
bookmark, huh? You've been working again, haven't you?
Well, surf's up.
Transverse marketing strategy, boon or bane. Ooh, talk about gripping.
Tony.
Oh, no, please, please. Don't tell me how it ends. You'll ruin it for me.
Look, Tony, I don't have to make any excuses. My work is important to me. Now, please stop badgering me.
Badgering? I'll stop badgering when you start having some fun.
Tony, give those back to me.
Are you having fun yet?
Yes. Yes, I'm having fun. I'm having the time of my life.
You don't look like it.
Tony, those are my prescription! Yes!
Señora Bauer! Señora Bauer!
Si!
You have a phone call from Howie in New York. He says it is muy importante.
Hold it. The fourth time he's called. I'm sick of his muy important phone calls. You tell him Miss Bauer's on vacation and she don't want to be bothered.
Desk phone?
Si, señora.
Gracias.
De nada.
Oh, hey, what about our swim?
Well, senor, you win some, you lose some. You do win some, don't you?
How you doing? Hi.
Ooh. Hey, Moon.
Hey, Tone. See you later. I have a date with Raul.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going? Scuba diving?
No. Rumba lessons.
And what's the spear gun for? In case Raul gets frisky?
No, in case he doesn't.
Having a great time.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Hi. Hey, look who showed up. What, you find a doctor to surgically remove the fall from your ear?
All right, Tony. I have to admit, you were right.
Of course I was right. I'm always right. About what?
About all those phone calls. Howie is making the presentation over lunch, and he couldn't decide between cold cuts and shrimp salad.
No contest.
Right.
Shrimp salad? Cold cuts.
Shrimp salad is better, isn't it?
No. Cold cuts are fine. Cold cuts are fine. And anyway, Madison Avenue is the bologna capital of the world.
After I have told him cold cuts, I'm going to call him. Better yet, I'll call the deli.
No, wait a minute. Angela, relax here. You're being obsessive again. Sit down. Relax. Take a look at that view.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Forget about your work and come on down to Mexico.
Yeah.
That would make a great ad for Fiesta Airlines.
No, Maro Night.
In all modesty, Bill, I believe this campaign will revolutionize the sale of toilet paper as we know it. But, hey, I want to know what you think.
I think you're a bozo. Where is Angela Bauer?
Angela? She's in Puerto Vallarta, sunning herself.
Oh, wonderful. Just when I need her most. I'm pumping out 100,000 rolls a day. With a campaign like this, I'll never get rid of them. Jim, are you going to buy them?
Well, no. I only have 1.5 baths.
Bill, if you have any problems, I'm sure we can take care of it. Just tell us what you don't like.
The design, the color scheme, the whole concept.
How are the cold cuts?
You'd think the president would be here with an $8 million account.
Hey, Bill, look. We have a room full of high-powered, creative executives. And what do we name Bauer for, huh?
Because without her, you can kiss my toilet paper goodbye.
Oh.
This is just beautiful. Is the sunset at home like this?
Almost every night. You're just too busy to see it.
Thank you for making me see it now.
Anytime.
Tony, I want to give you something. My key.
So small.
It's to my briefcase.
Oh, yeah, right.
From now on, no more work. Don't worry, I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna get down. I'm gonna boogie, oogie, oogie till I just can't boogie no more.
Okay, Angela.
Okay.
Whoa! That's powerful stuff. What do they call this thing?
Pineapple juice.
This is a Mexican hat dance. Let's go, hombre.
No, come on. No. Angela, please, no. Come on, Angela, we don't even have a hat. Thanks a lot,
Hey, Carlos, ¿qué pasa?
I have another message from Señor Howie. He says it is muy importante.
Oh, this guy with his muy important messages. We just lost the toilet paper?
Now we're going to have to find our own, huh?
you will give her the message, eh?
Oh, hey, Carlos, would I forget something as important as this?
Gracias.
No problem, baby.
Olé!
Olé.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
What a great vacation.
Yeah, you know, if I had any more fun, I'd be dead.
That's what my scuba instructor said.
Well, I really learned something this week. Before, my life was totally wrapped up in my job. Now I have a whole new outlook. My job is not my life. My life is my life.
Heavy duty.
Sweetheart.
Yes, Mother.
You're leaking.
What the heck? What the? Sand.
Well, you told me to pack everything.
I didn't mean Mexico.
I'm going to put it in the backyard.
That's a great idea. You know, we can have as much fun here as we had in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, and we can drink the water, too.
Sweetheart, how'd you like an ocean to go with that beach?
An ocean? With stingrays, jellyfish, and sharks?
No, with a diving board afloat and chlorine.
A pool?
Yeah. Angela, you're gonna build a pool. That's terrific.
Hey, Angela, it's expensive.
Oh, Tony, loosen up. Hey, it's the new Angela. She knows you need to relax, have fun, replenish your resources.
Yeah, I think I want to like the new Angela.
I better call a pool man before the old one comes back.
It's gonna be great. Pool parties, pool outfits. A pool phone.
Oh. Come on, Sam. Let's go see where we're gonna put the slide.
Let's go see where we're gonna put the extension.
Did you see the excitement on their little faces?
Yeah, it's amazing how much happiness you can buy for 15 grand.
Oh, Tony. Tony, what's the good of earning it if you can't enjoy it? You know, I feel like a changed person. I owe it all to you.
I'll put it on your tab.
Hey, look, we got some messages.
Oh, that's nice. See? Old Angela would have rushed right over to the machine.
Why don't I check him? I mean, in case there's a message for the old Tony.
Ange, it's Howie. Where are you? When are you coming back?
Do you hear the tension in that voice? Ooh. Is that what I used to sound like?
No. You were worse.
In case you haven't guessed by now, the presentation bombed. I'm talking.
He always exaggerates.
Anyway, call me. If I'm not in, call my shrink. He'll know what bridge I'm jumping from.
Do you believe this guy? Now he needs a vacation.
Hello, Angela?
This is Donald Stewart.
Whoa, listen to this dude. He's so tense you can bounce a quarter off him. Bink.
That's not funny.
I thought it was. Then again, what do I know?
This dude, Donald Stewart, is the chairman of the board.
It's Sunday, 4:17 p.m. There will be an emergency meeting at 5:30. Be there.
Oh, I am in big trouble. Don't hold dinner and don't wait up. Where are my car keys? Where's my briefcase? Where's my business suit?
No, wait a minute, Angela, wait a minute. Now, just relax. Wait a second.
No, I can't change. I don't have time. Okay. I knew I shouldn't have gone away. It was just stupid. It was irresponsible.
Oh, Angela, take it easy. Get a grip on yourself. You had a right to take a vacation.
It was the wrong time.
It's always the wrong time. But you got to go away. Otherwise, you burn yourself out. Hey, it's like my grandmother in the old country always used to say, tie a chicken's leg, stale eggs. It rhymes in Italian.
You're right. Oh, I really lost it there for a minute. It's okay. The new Angela's back.
Okay, then the new Angela could have these.
Thank you. Oh, Tony, I just hope that we don't lose that toilet paper account.
Lose the toilet paper?
Yeah, the presentation that went... Oh, from Puerto Vallarta to Mount Rushmore. What's the situation, Donald?
Jim? Angela, we lost the Supersoft account. It's all your fault.
My fault?
You told us you'd be available.
I was available. My secretary had my number.
Howie?
I tried to reach you, Ange. I left a message. I told the guy it was muy importante.
Well, maybe he lost it. It's Mexico. They lose things. Just ask Bank of America.
Jim?
Angela, we're mad at you. It was the wrong time to go away.
The wrong time, huh? Well, tell me, when is the right time, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you when the right time is. It's whenever he says it is.
Donald, I'm sorry we lost the account, but I had the right to take a vacation. You know what they say about tired chickens.
No, what?
Well, never mind, it rhymes in Italian. Anyway, people need to be replenished. It makes them creative and productive and a whole lot happier.
Angela, with all due respect, I think that's a lame excuse.
I'll say it is.
Shut up, Jim. I managed to do my job without replenishment. I never take a vacation, and I'm a very happy fellow.
Boy, after all that time in Mexico, it's gonna be great to have a home-cooked meal. So what are we having?
Burritos. Hey, Mona, I don't know what to do.
Well, first you take a tortilla, then you put in some beans and some beef.
Mona, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Angela. If she loses that account, it's all my fault.
Why? Because you cared about her? Because you were concerned about her welfare? And because you encouraged her to take a much-needed vacation?
No, because I threw away a much-needed message from her office.
Oh.
Mona, when they said they were losing the toilet paper, I thought they were losing the toilet paper. I didn't know they meant the account. Oh, Mona, she was having so much fun dancing, you know. She ruined a perfectly good sombrero, but hey, she was happy, you know. Now look what happened.
Oh, nothing happened. And nothing's going to happen. Let me tell you something about Angela. You know, in many ways, she's awkward. Well, let's be honest, she's a downright klutz. But when it comes to her work, that girl is a pistol. She gets them every time.
Hi.
Hi.
Dinner sure smells good.
So, what happened? Did you save the account?
No. Actually, in point of fact, we lost it. But we did get some things straightened out.
Oh, well,
that's good, right?
Well, of course it is. What did you tell them?
Well, I just laid it all out for them. I told them that people have to replenish themselves. And that was the way I was running my life. And that was the way I was running this company. And if they didn't like it, they could get a wimp like Jim Peterson for president.
A wimp! Ah, I love it, I love it. All right, Angela. Way to hang tough. What'd they say?
Congratulations, Jim.
Angela, you're telling me you got canned?
No, Tony. People at my level don't get canned. I got fired.